Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new
experience. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today is a Happy Mother's Day show. I've invited all of my Facebook friends and all of my Reality Spirituality followers to call in with stories about lessons they've learned, honoring their mother, maybe sometimes not getting along with their mommy. But it's a Mother's Day, and on this show, I would love to reflect. Also, feel free to call in with your questions for me. Ask Rebecca anything, and the number to call in is 646-564-9619. Again, that's 646-564-9619. I have a few people in the queue, but sometimes people don't want to talk, so that's okay. It's okay to listen. And if I don't get any people that want to call in and share, guess what? You're going to be hearing stories about my mother for the whole show. But let me share with my listeners, who am I? What is Reality Spirituality? I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. What does that mean? That means that listen, I have been looking for this feeling, I've been wanting to feel good, looking for this feeling of completeness, of contentment, of peace, of inner peace forever. It seems like forever. And I love to share this story. Excuse me, my older listeners or listeners that have heard the show more than once. Remember when you were younger and you made a wish, blew out your candles on your birthday and you made a wish? Well, I always wanted the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential, whatever that looked like, whatever that meant, whatever that was going to be. I had no idea, no clue. That was a time where I didn't have a purpose. I didn't have a direction, as the Lionel Richie song says. And I wanted to be happy. And I thought this happiness was found in doing something, achieving something, traveling, getting married, having a child, living in a certain area, a job. None of that for me. Can't pretend to speak for everyone else. None of that was true. And so I kept looking, kept wanting to feel and feel good all the time. Was it even possible? And over the years, with a lot of books, starting with The Road Less Traveled, to the Science of Mind books by Ernest Holmes, to Abraham's teachings, to Deepak Chopra, to Eckhart Tolle, everything rolled up into one. I got all those concepts, but I was still looking for something that I didn't quite find. And the struggle and the seeking and the answers, much to my chagrin, I have to add, was all found in the mirror. Me alone was responsible, is responsible for how I feel. I can't blame what's going on in my life for how I'm feeling. I can't point the finger at a person and blame them for how I'm feeling. This happiness, this feeling is my responsibility. And with that began the long journey of discovery, discovering what adds and what subtracts from my personal happiness. And it's really quite simple. We're talking about Mother's Day, and it's interesting because my mother, she's still alive, and again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. If you'd like to speak with me, just press 1. I have a few people in the queue. If you'd like to speak live, just press 1. If not, continue to listen. My story is, if I must say so myself, an interesting one. I've written about it briefly in my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, that can be found on Amazon. It's actually the first edition, so there's limited copies, and if you get that book, it's going to be a collector's item, trust me. But I started out with a really interesting story. I was 5. I was the 5th child of a woman that had, 6 children. I was the 5th. And came to find out, well, I'm not going to go into the whole story because it is a long story, but the mother that gave birth to me, the woman that gave birth to me, gave me up for adoption when I was 2 months old, maybe even less. And so I was adopted into a family, Marcel and Ralph Norrington. And Marcel Norrington was my mother, is my mother. When I was younger, I didn't have a sense of who this woman was, who Marcel Norrington was, Marcel Dolores Norrington was. And as I got older, and quite frankly, as I started discovering more things about myself and learning more about me and who I was, then I started unraveling this big, big ball of information about both of my parents. And I have to say, my father, I was his, you know, daughter, his favorite. And my mother and I have always struggled with the relationship. I have to put it all on me because especially now, it's all if there's any kind of struggle or if there's any kind of conflict, especially now, I have to put all the blame on me. Because the only time I struggle and the only time I'm annoyed or the only time I'm irritated or the only time she bothers me is when I'm not accepting her, is when I'm not accepting who she is and allowing her to be who she is, without judging, without an analogy of why did she say it or why did she do that, without trying to control. Oh, let me say this. There was a time a few years ago that I tried to control, it sounds really crazy now, everything my parents did. My father got to a point in his life where he mentally wasn't, he started going, you know, he had to put him in adult daycare center. And my mother was really, it was really hard for her to see him basically be a child and not this strong man and not this guy that took care of everything. He just reverted into being a child, but a loving, a wonderful, fun, open kind of a person. And before he was very, you know, closed up, not affectionate. But for me, seeing my father revert into this state, it was really a blessing, because now I have this man who not only was affectionate and held my hand and kissed me and told me I was great and I'm smart and I'm wonderful and all of those things that I really didn't get as growing up. But my mother it was really hard for her to accept this man that she married was now a child. And that bothered me that she didn't accept it. But see, what I've discovered is I cannot, and this is with anyone, anytime I'm having a struggle with a single person, the reason is because I'm thinking that I know more, or I know why they're acting or they're behaving, or I think I know a better way for them to see the world. And there was no way that I could get into my mother's skin and view and understand and experience the world through her eyes, unless I was her. She grew up in a home, one of 10 children. There wasn't a lot of food. She was one of the youngest. There were a lot of brothers that were, you know, it was an environment that I had no knowing how she grew up. But I definitely know that my mother grew up with a sense of fear about things and about people and about just life itself, a sense of fear. And accepting, in other words, let me just give you an example. Like if I would go on a trip or anything, she would always say, be careful. She's worrying. And for years I would say, stop worrying. It's so useless. Stop telling me, be careful. I'm fine. I'll be okay. And it really bothered me until I learned that I can't change her. That's who she is. Why can't I accept her? But let me tell you, my back and forth, quote, struggle with my mother was only because some of the things, no, quote, scratch that, all of the things that I found wrong with her, wrong, air quotes here, with her, I have them myself. I owned all of those traits, all of those characteristics, all of those things I accused her of being. I was the same. Now, that was a real hard pill to swallow, that I was, there were a lot of traits that I was like my mother. That was really hard, let me say, really hard to swallow. But what I've discovered now, especially lately, I would say the last couple of years, the family dynamic was always this. We have an argument. I'm mad. You're mad. I don't talk to you for days. I don't talk to you for weeks. In other words, hold a grudge. And then if it was with my father, you always had to apologize before he would even talk to you. So hold a grudge for as long as possible. Get back together. Start everything new. That was the dynamic. I didn't know how, and quite frankly, that's what I took into my marriage. That's what I took into my friendships. I would get mad. I would hold a grudge. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Does anyone out there in the audience know how to hold a grudge? Well, I'm here to say that one of the things that I have, it's very overwhelming. My mother does not know how to hold a grudge. In other words, let's say this. No, she could get upset. She could get mad. She could stop talking. But the last couple of years when we've gone back and forth with various things, family issues. In fact, I don't know if I've shared this with everyone, but in 2007, she disinherited me. My mother disinherited me, which is a totally other story. And at the time, I was, and the reason why, it's my fault, because I tried my, and remember, my father was in a state where he really couldn't take care of business, and my mother was, in my eyes, spending money frivolously, home shopping club, QVC. There was a truck at the house every single day, and I'm not exaggerating. So me, with my nosiness, with my busybody self, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to stop this, because quite frankly, if my father was in a different state, that behavior would not have happened. So here I am stepping in for my dad because he can't. And I call and I get her credit cards cut up, her QVC cards cut up, her Home Shopping Network account closed, and all hell broke loose. What does that mean? That means that when my mother discovered what I did, she was so angry, and she thought that I was trying to control her. She thought that I was trying to run her business. She thought I was trying to run her life. And through her eyes, that was a valid point. See, I'm thinking I'm doing something good. But no. Big lesson there for me. Stay out of everybody's business. No trying to control. Even if you think, oh, your intentions are good, it was my fault. But even more than that, I say my mother disinherited me. And the truth is that the universe wanted me to experience my mother disinheriting me. Because after that happened, I'm telling you, there was a disbelief that what? After all I've done, what am I, in my late 40s, disinherited? Are you kidding? And my father he couldn't do anything to, he was still alive, and wasn't aware of any, what was going on. He would have never signed off on that. And I was in shock. I was angry. I was hurt. But what came from that was 5 years of reestablishing a relationship with a woman that disinherited me. I didn't see her for 5 years because she refused. She did not want me back into her home. She did not want to see me for over 5 years. In fact, no, wait, I did see her at my father's funeral in 2008, but after that, and she spoke, hello, but after that, I didn't see her at all. She didn't want to have anything to do with me. But I would still call. After the hurt, I would still call. I would still try. I would still try to explain, Mom, I did it because I thought that it was the best thing to do for you. And what a waste of breath. So all of that happened for a greater reason. Finally, she began to, she would always talk to me, but she would never say, okay, Becky, you're welcome to come to my house. I mean, not being allowed to come to your parents' house was really odd, an odd feeling. And I'll never forget, she told me, I just need time. I need time to get over what you did. Now, I had to accept that. I had to accept that I couldn't push myself. I couldn't push, even though I thought I did what I did was good, what I did, my intentions were good, looking back, trying to put myself in anyone's business, especially my mother's business, especially, and she thought that I thought that she was incompetent. And anyway, the bottom line here is, I've kind of lost my track. Oh, I got it. The bottom line here is, whatever happened between us, our relationship now is even more honest. Because quite frankly, when, talking about myself, when I cared about an inheritance, when I cared about whether or not I would be included in a trust, my behavior was different. I wasn't as, let me just think of the word. I didn't share everything because I knew that if I did, there would be reason for, oh, well, you shouldn't engage in that behavior. So there wasn't an openness. I wasn't myself. And now being disinherited, guess what? I can be me. What else can she do? Disinherit me twice, again and again? I mean, you know, there's nothing that can be done. And that was really freeing. So when I really got that she didn't do it, the universe did it, because the universe didn't, in my opinion, didn't want me to have any kind of ties or any kind of behaviors, any strings attached, any carrots dangling in front of me so I would have to behave a certain way so I could get my inheritance. No. So at this stage in my life, inherited or not, it doesn't matter. There is a love and there is a acceptance of her regardless of what she does and regardless of what she doesn't do. And it's so freeing. But let me tell you this. So we still have our little disagreements. In fact, a couple of months ago, what was it? Oh, it was a disagreement about, it was a family decision that she made. And I didn't agree with it. And I told her that, without going into a lot of detail, I didn't agree with it. And she basically, she said that she is as competent as I am making decisions. And listen, okay, words were said both ways. All right, please don't tell anyone. Words were said. We hung up the phone, and I had no desire to talk to her. I had, and this has happened, you know, this has happened before. No desire, didn't want to talk to her. Week goes by, 2 weeks goes by, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. I go on a trip. I go to Iceland. I come back. I don't even think I told her I went. Weeks go by, and I wasn't inspired to call her. And finally, probably 3 weeks ago, it was over. Let me see. It was almost 2 months. It was almost 2 months that I didn't speak with her. And then when I did call her, and she had called me. She called me before, and I just wasn't inspired to answer the phone. And I called her, and I said, "Hi, Mom." And this is the essence of my mother. This is who she is. And she said, "Hi, Becky. How are you?" I said, "I'm fine. I was just a little angry." She says, "I understand. It all, you know, that's part of life. I'm glad you called." Now, her response and her words threw me, because there was so much love. And so much, I'm over whatever happened 2 months ago. You're calling, and everything is okay. And I love you still. still. I got off the phone with her, and she said, thanks for calling. We talked for a little bit. She says, I love you. I appreciate your call. And I got off the phone with her, and I just started crying. And I started crying because of who this woman really is. This woman, my mother, after 2 months of me not speaking to her, was arms were open. I love you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you're angry at, you know, that's life. It's part of life. And period. It was done. It was over. And there's been more than one time when that has happened. 2 years ago, something. I don't remember specifically. We didn't speak for a few weeks. Because that was our dynamic. It's our dance that we do. And I have to say that this last time, I have fallen in love with my mother even more. I have accepted her even more. And in fact, she taught me, even at this age that I am, is that when anyone wants to, in other words, when anyone comes with an olive branch or it's total acceptance. It's open arms. You open your arms. You're ready. You love like the universe loves. The universe doesn't hold grudges. And the universe doesn't stay in the past and remember what happened yesterday and throws it up in your face. And after I got off the phone, I cried. I mean, really big tears. Really, like, that kind of crying because of what she taught me. How the hell can a woman that has gone through so much in her life and had a lot of experiences and a lot of relationships that were not easy? She's a softie. She's a softie. She's easy. She's not one to walk around. She doesn't have a vindictive bone in her body. That's what I want to say. How can I mean? And that day just brought me to another place with her. To really accepting and loving who she is, and appreciating and admiring it. There are not a lot of people on this planet that can go toe to toe. You know, you get in a boxing ring and you box back and forth and back and forth, and you know, jabs and blows and right hooks and kicks to the gut, and then all of a sudden, weeks pass, and I'm okay, like it never happened. That's how I'm going to be. That's how I want to live my life. Just like that. In fact, I have to say that about 90% there. Because if somebody, some person does something to me that I feel is unjust, you think I'm opening my arms and hugging them, you know, a minute after? No. But this acceptance and this ability to just allow people to be themselves without holding a grudge and without staying angry and without any of it, any of that baggage, any of that garbage, is a real peaceful place to live. It's a real peaceful place to be. And that's how I want to live. That's how I am living. That's how I'm going to live. I've had a few incidences in the last month or two, work-related, gym-related, people that I think are not, that's not right, that's unjust, that's not fair. But holding a grudge and thinking that it's personal, number one, remembering that these people are not doing anything. These people are just following. These people, in my opinion, are just following the orders of the universe. Everything that happens is there's a lesson. There's going to be a lesson for me to learn from it. And with all that said, happy Mother's Day, everyone. So Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can at RL Norrington. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get
real.
Get real.